time we were on the pastor study, we began a study entitled Separated Unto, in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 1. And we're going to continue there and conclude that study today on the pastor study. But again, before I begin, just a few things. Again, I want to mention that Brother Gino is available to preach in Bible conferences or camp meetings or revival meetings. At the end of the broadcast, young lady will give the address how I can be contacted if you'd like me to come. It would be a blessing, and I would hope I would be a blessing to you folks. Before we begin our study today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us this day to come into the homes of these fine people today to preach and teach your word. Father, I just pray again that you would bless the listener. I pray that you would take your very words and minister to individuals as you see the needs of their hearts. Father, encourage us today. Edify us by thy word. Father, we know if anything is accomplished today, it'll be because of thee and not because of me. I just pray that you fill me with your spirit today. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Accomplish what you would see fit to be accomplished today. And we'll remember to give you all the honor and glory for whatever you choose to do this day. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray and we give thanks. Amen and amen. Last time we were together, we looked at some things, four things that the Christian has been separated from. Amen. Today we want to look at what the Christian has been separated unto. And again, that verse that we are taking our study from is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 1, where Paul says, "A servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God." Now, the first thing I want us to look at that the Christian has been separated unto is the Savior. The Savior. The Christian is in Christ. He is no longer in Adam. No longer condemned in Adam, but justified in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 2, in verse number 20, Paul wrote, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." And then in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts," in your hearts, see that, "by faith." Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, we read, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." And then we see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 tells us, "Because a person is in Christ, they are a new creature." And in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39, we are told that once a person is in Christ, nothing can separate them from Christ. Great passage on eternal security, amen. Once saved, always saved. Praise the Lord for that. So we see that the Christian has been separated unto the Savior because now the Christian is in Christ. Amen. You're no longer out of Christ, but you're in Christ. We see a second thing that the Christian has been separated unto is you are separated unto service. You are separated unto service. Each Christian, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, is a part of a chosen generation in a holy nation. They belong to a royal priesthood and are a peculiar people. You see, each Christian, in their service to the Lord, according to Titus chapter 2, verse 14, are to be zealous of good works. According to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, the Christian in his service to the Lord should purge his vessel or flesh of all uncleanness, so they can be a vessel unto honor and meet for the master's use. Further, the scriptures tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 18 through 20 that each Christian is an ambassador for Christ, a representative. That's what an ambassador is. An ambassador of a country represents that country. And of course, we're ambassadors. Each Christian is an ambassador for Christ. We represent Jesus Christ, and we represent a better country, heaven. Not only that, but we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, we are to be telling others how they can have peace with God and avoid the wrath of Almighty God through the shed blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. A third thing the Christian is separated unto is the solution. The solution. My friend, the only solution for this sin-sick world is the gospel of God. The gospel of God. Paul defines this. If you'll turn with me. You know, there are many false gospels out there today, but this is the gospel that will save an individual by the grace of God. The gospel of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Now here in verse 3, amen, of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul, the apostle, tells us that he received the gospel from the Lord Himself and now delivers it unto us. You see, he did not receive it from man. The Christian, in turn, is supposed to deliver the gospel of God unto a lost and dying world. And why is that? Well, because if you turn to Romans chapter 1, look in verse 16. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." That's why. That's why you and I, amen, are to deliver the gospel of God unto a lost and dying world, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's the only thing that will save a man, woman, boy, or girl, is the gospel. Amen. The gospel of God. The gospel of Christ. Amen. That's why we're separated under the solution. The gospel of God, the gospel of Christ. You and I have something to tell that has more power, amen, than the atomic bomb. Amen. You and I have something that will save an individual from going to that lake of fire. Amen. Let's look at a fourth thing that you and I are separated unto. We're separated someday unto sinlessness. We're separated someday unto sinlessness. You see, man, each one of us, is made up of body, soul, and spirit. The Christian spirit has been born again of the Spirit of God. The body of flesh is still unsaved. The inner man, the soul, is being renewed day by day, or being conformed to the image of Christ. However, someday soon, and very soon, I believe, the body, the soul, and the Christian shall be sinless. The Word of God tells us that this will occur at the rapture of the church, the body of Christ. The individual Christian shall be spiritually and physically separated from this world. A sinful flesh shall become sinless and totally sanctified. The Word of God tells us that our vile bodies shall be changed into glorified bodies, and we shall be like Christ. Let's turn for a moment to 1 Thessalonians. You know, maybe you're going through a difficult time right now. Maybe you're discouraged or depressed. Amen. And that's going to happen. Amen. Maybe you're being persecuted for the name of Christ because you're living for Christ. And that's supposed to happen according to the scriptures. But look it with me. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, Paul here is writing to the believers at Thessalonica, and it seems that they were discouraged because they're wondering what is going to happen to those that have died physically, that are in the grave, who have believed on Christ. Well, he's telling them, he's going to tell them what's going to happen. He doesn't want them to be ignorant about this fact. Amen. He wants to see that, you know, that those that are still alive have hope for those that are still in the grave, that are in the ground. He says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. See, they're not lost. Amen. It's not over. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, praise the Lord himself, he's not going to send some angel or somebody else. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. See, the problem with you and I is this. We need to stop listening to the sounds of the world. We need to be looking up to heaven, waiting for the shout. That's what we should be listening, not to the world, but listening for the shout. Amen. For the voice of the archangel and the trump of God to sound. Because then we're going up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Run the aisles, baby. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord. Amen. In the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with him. Never to be separated ever again from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he ends it. Paul ends it here in verse 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Are you discouraged? Amen. Do you need to be comforted? Then that's why we have these words here. Amen. To be comforted. That's why Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, penned these words. So when you and I get discouraged, we get down, my friend, this is our future. Amen. This is what the next prophetic event for the Christian. This is what we're waiting for. Amen. You have a loved one that's died in Christ. You're going to see them again. Amen. I have an aunt and a mother up there in heaven that I'm going to see again. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to see that someday, very soon, you and I are going to be someday separated unto sinlessness. Amen. We're not, these old tired bodies, these sinful bodies, are going to be changed. These vile bodies are going to be changed into glorified bodies. Amen. Just like the body that our Lord and Savior had. Amen. Let me give you something quite quick here. Amen. Look in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, beginning in verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we, that's you, Christian, shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You'll be able to look upon him because you'll be in a new glorified body, amen. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen. So as we think about the coming of the Lord for us, it should comfort us and purify us. Amen. It should comfort us and cause us to live a pure life because he could come at any time. Now let's look at the next thing that you and I are separated unto. You and I are separated unto the scriptures, the words of God. Now, as Christians, you and I are instructed to read the scriptures according to Deuteronomy 17, verse 19. We are to meditate on the scriptures day and night according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You and I are commanded to study the Scriptures. Study the Scriptures. Amen. Study the Scriptures. Look with me. 2 Timothy. Let me show you this. King James Bible is the only English translation where you and I are commanded to study. Because the devil certainly doesn't want you and I to study the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, the Scripture saith, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You and I are separated under the Scriptures, amen, and as a result, you and I are commanded to study the Scriptures, to meditate, to read. We're also to hide the Scriptures in our hearts to keep us from sin, according to Psalm 119, verse 11. And then Jesus commands to search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. In John chapter 5, verse 39, search the Scriptures because they testify of Him. That's what He told that religious crowd in His day. That's why they didn't recognize Him for who He was, the Son of God, the Messiah, because they were more into their traditions and commandments that they had made up. They weren't students of the Word. And then we are to be doers, amen, not just hearers of the Scriptures, or the words of God. See, you're not just supposed to hear it and not do anything with it, amen. That's a you know, what good would these studies be, amen? It'd be a waste of time Sunday after Sunday that I come on the air and give you the Scriptures and you just hear and you don't do anything about it. That's not the purpose. It's to help you to be a doer, to help you to be a student of the Word, to know what God wants you to do. So we're not only just to hear the Scriptures, but to do what they instruct us to do, amen. A lot of people go to church on Sunday and they just sit there and listen. It goes in one ear and goes out the other. And then we wonder why our churches are such a mess, why no one's getting saved, you know, why our testimonies are blown. Amen and amen. We are also separated unto the sanctuary. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. I know you've heard this verse many times, but it's good to hear it again and again and again. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. We need to exhort one another to be in church, to assemble together. Amen. And much more so as the day of the Lord's coming back. Amen. As we get closer to that time, we should exhort each other more and more. We need to be in church, assembled together. I wish each Baptist, amen, Independent Baptist, Separated Baptist, King James Bible-believing Baptist, had the attitude of David as he wrote in the Psalms, Psalm 122, Verse 1, he wrote, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And he wasn't going there like most churches today to be entertained, to have the flesh gratified. No, he was happy to go because there was going to be real worship going on. Amen. God was going to be uplifted. Praise was going to be given to him. He was going to be with other Old Testament believers who loved God, who had the same attitude as he had. He was glad that he could go up. He was glad that he had the health to be able to go up to the house of God. Is that your attitude, my friend? Are you glad about coming to church whenever the doors are open? Amen. I mean, I've both churches I was in, I not only pastored but I song led a lot of the time. Amen. And you look out on the crowd, and it looked like they were so unhappy, like they were waiting at the dentist's office to have a root canal. Amen. And I used to say that. I said, you're here assembled together as believers. Praise the Lord. We should be glad to be here. Amen. The last thing, the seventh thing that we are separated unto is the saints. The saints. 1 John chapter 3 in verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So you're separated unto the saints. You're separated unto other believers. Amen. The crowd that you used to hang around with, you should be separated from them and separated unto the believer, to the saints of God. Amen. You should be separated, as Paul said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. You're separated. You and I are separated unto the saints of God. What a blessing it is. You know, even in your travels, I've been in my travels, and you bump into someone, be it on an airplane or a bus or a train, and you get talking and you find out they're a Christian, and you just fellowship in the Lord, and it's like you've known them forever. Amen. Because you're separated unto the saints of God. That's who you would want to be, should have a desire to be around, is the saints of God. Not the devil's saints, not his people, amen. And I know as saints of God sometimes, you know, we're still in the unsaved flesh, and the saints of God can do some mean and ugly and cruel things. But amen. You know, but we should praise God that we're separated under the saints of God. We should forgive one another, as the Bible says. As Christ even forgave us. You know, he gave himself for us, for our sins to be forgiven. You know, so we have to be long-suffering sometimes with some of the saints of God. But it's better than being with the crowd you used to be with, amen? At least I can say that. Praise the Lord for that, that I'm separated unto the saints of God. So we've seen in this study, separated unto, last time we saw that first Christians are separated from some things. We're separated from, the Christian is separated from his skin or flesh, his service to sin, his sentence, and his servitude to Satan. And then today we saw, second of all, the Christian has been separated unto the Savior, service to the Lord, the solution, the gospel of God, the gospel of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the solution for this lost and dying world. We're separated someday soon. The sinlessness. You and I are separated as Christians unto the scriptures, unto the sanctuary, and then we saw last of all unto the saints. Separated unto. Amen. Paul said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. My friend, if you've never been saved, amen, won't you bow your head today? Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus Christ to save you. My friend, to receive Jesus Christ, to receive the precious Savior, is to receive life eternal. And he promises that anyone that will come to him, he will in no wise cast out. Won't you come to Jesus today if you've never come? Christian, listening today, you're to be separated from some things we saw and to be separated unto some things. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, Brother Gino, for the pastor study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.